when you remember it, when you know that substance, you are knowing God aright. And your consciousness of that substance as your substance opens the gates of paradise right here on earth. While you're doing that, you are crucifying the world mind that is always trying to crucify your soul. And when you dwell in that realization, the great discovery comes that your substance and the kingdom of God are one and the same. That's the end of all duality. That's oneness with Source. And through that realized oneness, infinity pours its pure power. Manifesting the spiritual treasures of heaven, the love, the harmony, the peace, the eternal grace, the full flowing spectrum of divinity in your experience. Change substance. That is the cry of the ages. Change substance by changing source. Get out of the mind. Above it, let your soul reveal who you are. I know. When you started in truth, one thing you didn't have in mind was a change of substance. And even later, when you heard about transformation, the absolute scope of that word never impressed itself upon you. But now we are learning, or have been learning, and are now coming to grips with this truth, that the change over from dying man of earth to undying Son of God can only be accomplished by a changeover from human flesh to spiritual life substance. Be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Open your soul, that's the secret. And it's by this soul process that the initiate is lifted out of a dying substance into a living substance, out of human death, into life eternal, out of this counterfeit, temporary lifespan, without leaving it, into the realization of eternal life. Out of this dual human consciousness into the singleness of soul consciousness. And that reminds me. Now I know why I earmarked a certain passage before we came into this class. I have it here somewhere. It's in Genesis 17, verse 1. Oh, listen to this. And when Abraham was 90 years and 9, 90 and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Nobody recognized it, but there you have the secret teaching of initiation. Abraham, it says, is 90 and 9, 99. You can't get any closer to the 10th degree. Abraham is just about to enter the soul world, which is the 10th degree. And his inner master is instructing him to accept his real infinite substance. Walk before me. Know that I, infinity, am individualizing now as your real substance. That's what walk before me means. And be thou perfect, because when you accept my substance, which is perfect, and know that my substance is your substance, then my perfection is your perfection. And this realization, this walking before God, letting God flow through you as you go about your daily business, this is walking before your substance and letting it overcome all the illusions of human imperfection. And then God spoke unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. Catch the distinction. Jehovah means I am God. Abraham walked before God. Moses is learning that God is his own true being, that there is not God and Moses, not God's substance and human substance. And then Moses hears, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. You realize, of course, that infinity has prepared a place for you, don't you? If not, you will. Because to every initiate comes the experience, the realization of the deathless substance which announces, I am the life. I am the resurrection. Reality is the place prepared for you. And I think John summed it up when he said, whoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whoever is born of God's substance, whoever accepts the presence of God's substance as his only substance, overcometh the world. Right now we're going to step aside from our human substance. Behold yourself brand new. Not hindered with yesterday's substance or yesterday's concepts. Right now, I mean, a perfect substance. Walk before God and be thou perfect. Nothing can hinder you. In our substance, we have no false beliefs. In our substance, we have nothing to correct. In our substance, we are never less than perfect. In our substance, we are not mortal flesh and blood. We are accepting God's substance. We are that substance now. We are the life substance of God. And in this substance we are whole, perfect as our Father. We are not at the mercy of atoms, of any appearance of matter or material power. We are not human flesh. We are not confined in a tomb of physicality. We are the miracle substance demonstrated through the ages. We are free. We are pure life itself. Well, that feels like a wonderful way to start the day. In our true substance. And when we meet tonight, in our true substance, there will only be one presence, one life, the Father, appearing as many to human sense, but infinitely individualizing behind the visible in the kingdom of reality. That is where we are now. And that is where we shall meet. I'll see you tonight. Thank you.